the book of Isaiah, the 41st chapter of the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 41, please stand in reverence to the reading of God's word. We're going to start reading at verse number 8. But thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. Thou, whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, Thou art my servant, I have chosen thee, and not cast thee away. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that are incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them, and shalt not find them, even them that contendeth with thee. Then they that war against thee shall be as nothing, and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord God, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel, I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, again, I certainly want to thank you today for your wonderful grace, how good you are and how kind you are to the children of men. Thank you for loving us and caring for us. And Father, thank you for the salvation provided for us through Jesus Christ, our wonderful Lord. Once again this day, this preacher certainly needs your help. I need your power, need your wisdom. And I ask you, Lord, help me, Lord, to be a blessing to these people who've come to receive a blessing. Father, the only way I know how to do that is to preach your word. And Lord, encourage them in the faith. Thank you today. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. We was talking a little bit about this when during the some of the praying there for some of the folk who's needed prayer. And over this past year and plus, really over the last 2 years, seems like there's been a lot of trials and tribulations sent to the people of Blessed Hope Baptist Church. Seems like there's been a lot of sickness among our people that range from not so serious to life-threatening. And many, many serious illnesses. Now, I don't mean it's just contained in Blessed Hope Baptist Church. We're seeing this a lot of places, but we certainly have seen our share of this here at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. And many requests for on Wednesday night and prayer requests has went up to God. And we've asked God, I on Wednesday night we have a time of prayer requests, and I've sat and listened and pinned down the names and pinned down the prayer requests and heard God's people crying out for multitudes of things, all kinds of things that is needed in their lives, and help for people that needed help. We have a prayer chain here at Blessed Hope Baptist Church, and we kind of, you know, keep that kind of contained for the people of our church and those in extended families of our church. But anyway, the phones have been very busy this last year. There have been a lot of calls made requesting prayer from our people. And I want to take time to say thank you. Thank you for praying. Thank you for when that phone rings and someone asks you to pray. I trust that you pray. And please do, don't ever not pray. Amen. When there's a need, we need to be a praying people. And I trust you are praying. But thank God for that, that we can spread the word that there's prayer needing, and we have people that will go to the Lord and pray. Trouble and heartache, not only in our own families here, but extended families. All kinds of troubles and heartaches in people's lives today, not just here, but all out there. There's just so many heartaches and troubles, it seems like. And some of those range from maybe not so serious to almost tragic in people's lives. And so I was thinking about this, and I was thinking, but yet at the same time here at Blessed Hope Baptist Church, we've seen God do so many wonderful things. answered so many prayers for us and seen him move amongst us. And I want to take the time to say thank you, Lord, in the presence of this congregation. Thank you for doing those wonderful things for us. Thank you for being there and blessing us in so many wonderful ways as we lift up our prayer and supplication to our great God and how he's answered and cared for us during these times. We at Blessed Hope Baptist Church in this past year, and certainly before that, but we've seen many, many souls won to Christ. We've seen many people come to the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. I got the Lord's permission on this because I never, you'll never hear me say much about the amount of baptisms at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. I just don't do that. I don't think it's something that we ought to just kind of brag about. But at the same time, I want to give God the glory of it. And he gave me the privilege to do that this morning. In this year so far, we've had 44 baptisms. Now, to some churches, that would not be very many and wouldn't mean a whole lot to some churches. They're bigger and all that. But I thank the Lord that he allowed us here not only to see multitudes saved, but the 44 of those people who's come to go follow the Lord in baptism right here in this baptismal right here behind me. I thank God for that. And my, what a blessing he's been to us. We've seen the healing of sicknesses amongst our people. We've seen people who were on deathbeds and God took care of them and raised them up and brought them back to us. And I thank God for that and give him the honor and the glory for it. I've seen him through these years deliver multitudes of people from many troubles in their life. Terrible troubles and heartaches and trials in their life. And I've seen God move in and do some wonderful things. And I've seen him change lives, turn lives around. You ought to hear some of the testimonies sometime in this church when there's testimony meeting of people who is just God has done something great for them and good for them. And that's wonderful. That's marvelous. And we've seen God do that in our midst. And so this morning, I'm going to basically take my text from Isaiah 41st chapter and verse number 10. God says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." God said unto his people, "Fear thou not." Now, one of the reasons he tells us that is because he knew there would be times we would. There'd be times when things would come in our life that would bring a certain amount of fear and trembling to our life, maybe not knowing all that was going to happen before us. But we have a God who says unto us, "It's all right, fear thou not." You know, the Bible tells me that perfect love casteth out fear. And God wants us to understand, no matter what comes our way, that he loves us and cares for us, and we do not have to fear. But he tells his people Israel here, and certainly we can take that as a promise to us too, that our God loves us and cares for us, and he calls down to us, "Fear thou not." And you know, the Bible says in Psalms 34, and I'll use some verses from Psalm 34 today, but he tells us in that wonderful psalm, and I preached to our young people in chapel here, I think it was this month, about Psalms 34 and the need of the God of Psalms 34 in their life. All through their life, they're going to run into tragedies and troubles and heartaches and times when they need to call out to their God and get his help. And they're going to need him throughout the rest of their life. I look at these young people, when I look around at them, I think, you know, I don't know what's going to happen in their life. I don't know what's coming two or three years down the road. I don't know what's coming 4 or 5 years down the road. I don't know what's coming 10 years down the road. I don't know what's coming in their adult life. I don't know what's coming, you know, but I know they have a God that will help them. And I know they have a God that loves them and will help them through all of these things. And that's why the psalmist said in the 34th chapter, "I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all of my fears." He said, "I sought the Lord," and I tried to encourage our young people in our school, "Oh, seek the Lord. Help him, call upon him, depend upon him, because he'll deliver you from all your fears." Because as you grow in life, there's going to be times when you're going to face things that brings a certain amount of fear to your life. And you're not going to know for sure what to do. You need to seek the Lord. Amen. And the reason God says, fear thou not, is because the next statement he says, for I am with thee. Now that's why we don't have to fear. It's because our God is with us. And I was thinking about that, and I thought about down through the Bible, and I kind of my mind wandered down through the Bible, and I thought about, wonder how those people felt, the Israelites felt, as they stood on the bank of the Red Sea. And though there was a Red Sea that they could not cross, no boats to get in, coming in behind them was the Egyptian army. Nowhere to go, nowhere to turn. And I thought about it and I wondered about how they felt. What are we going to do? And I thought to myself, I can almost hear the voice of God calling down to Moses and to the people of Israel and say, fear thou not. I am with thee. And you know what? In a time like that, there's no place to go, folks. There's no place to turn. They couldn't go across the sea. They couldn't go back because Pharaoh's army was there. But God was with them, and he spread the sea open and opened it up, and they went across. He was saying to them, you don't have to fear. Why? Because I am with thee. I was thinking about David and Goliath. I was thinking about David as he run down that hill and into that valley to face that giant of Goliath, a man 10 foot tall, close to 10 foot tall, with all of his armor and a spear like a weaver's beam. And here this young boy begins to run down that hill toward this man with no armor and with nothing but a sling and 5 smooth stones. And I can almost hear God saying as he run, fear thou not, for I am with thee. I want to tell you, you can't fight the giants. You can't cross the Red Seas without the God of Israel. You need him, and I need him, and he's promised to that we wouldn't have to fear, that he would be with us. I was thinking about Gideon. My goodness, God just cut Gideon's army down. He had a bunch of them, and God kept cutting them down until he got down to 300. Now, the Bible says that the armies of the Midianites and the Amalekites was so great they looked like grasshoppers along the valley. And he said that they had so many camels that they was unnumberable. He said it was like the sands of the sea. And here Gideon stands and gets ready to fight an army of that massive army. And I can imagine he's going to need some encouragement. And I can almost hear the voice of God myself now saying, Gideon, fear thou not. I am with thee. And those 300 put him on the run. I say to you, you couldn't have fought an army like that without the God of Israel. And we need that God who says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. I was thinking about Elijah. As he stood before King Ahab, he had been the one that had prayed, did it not rain? Ahab was after him. He was looking for him. He was wanting to get him. And they met each other one day, and old Ahab said, oh, you're him that is trouble in Israel. And I could hear old Elijah say, as the Bible says, he said, no, you're the one that's trouble with Israel. Because you would not keep the commandments of God. To be able to do that, you've got to have that voice ringing in your ear. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. And that same Elijah went to Mount Carmel soon after that and stood upon Mount Carmel. And there was 450 prophets of Baal. There was 400 prophets of the groves. That's 850 if I got my math right. And all of Israel standing around watching. And we find Elijah standing there and praying to his God and calling to his God to answer him. And the fire come down and licked up the altar and licked up the water that was in there. Listen, folks. You can't stand before 850 people without God ringing in your ear, fear thou not, I am with thee. And my goodness, we need to have that wonderful God today that'll do the very same thing for us today. I was thinking about old Mordecai, that Mordecai in the book of Esther there, that man who failed and would not bow his knee to Haman. Oh, Haman wanted him to bow to him. He was so mad at him. But old Mordecai was a Jew, and he would not bow his knee to him. And all around him, he was in a land in captivity, and here he would not bow his knee. I want to tell you something you don't do, and you don't act like that. unless you've got the God of Israel speaking in your ear and saying, "Fear thou not. I am with thee." And I thought about all of these people. I thought about Job. Job's one of those amazing people to me, one of those sweet, precious people of faith. And I thought about Job, and I thought how that God allowed old Satan to take his whole livelihood away from him. He lost everything. He lost all of his cattle, lost his camels, and lost all of those things. And then next, he lost his sons and daughters. 10 of them. 10 caskets sitting before him. And then he lost his health. Sitting in a heap, scraping himself with a piece of potsherd because the boils was from top of his head to the bottom of his feet. Now I want to tell you something, folks. You don't face things like that, and you don't face the funeral of 10 children and the loss of your livelihood and the loss of your health without the voice of the wonderful God ringing in your ear that says, "Fear thou not. I am with thee." I thought about Jeremiah as they got ready to lower him because of the preaching of the Word of God. Because he preached the Word of God, he was a hated man. He was despised. And he preached the Word of God and gave them the message that they did not want to hear. And so they took him and let him down into the mire up to his armpits and left him there to die. And God sent those out to get him out and to rescue him. But I thought to myself, you don't do that unless you've got the voice of God speaking in your ear and saying, "You don't have to fear, I am with thee." And I'm saying to you today, folks, that's exactly the same voice that you and I need to listen to. You see, God said, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. O yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, thou shalt fear no evil, for thou art with thee, thy rod and thy staff to comfort thee." Why do you not have to fear death? Why do you not have to fear all of these problems? Because your God is with you. His rod and his staff to strengthen us and to care for us. That's why we don't have to do that. He also says in the next statement in Isaiah 41, he says, "Be not dismayed." You know, the word dismayed means to be bewildered or discouraged over the events. Folks, I know that you know this, but do you realize that sometimes the events of life can become so difficult and hard that we almost become bewildered over them? And that's why God comes along and says, do not be dismayed at what's going on in your life. And my mind went back to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and I thought about those men. And I thought about how they would not bow down to the golden image that the king had made. And how they refused to bow down, and there was a furnace heated 7 times hotter than normal. And they was going to be thrown into that. And yet they said, "We will not bow down." Can you imagine the events that brought them up to that? Can you imagine, I don't mean that they was dismayed, but can you imagine thinking about, "How did I get here? Why is all of this happening?" And yet they refused to bow down to that image. They said, "No matter what God does, he can deliver us, or if he doesn't, we'll just go in and we'll cast into that furnace." You know the story. They was cast into the furnace, but God protected them. God took care of them. Why? Because thou fear thou not, I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego went into that furnace knowing that their God went with them no matter what. And that's exactly what the king saw. He saw one likened unto the Son of Man in there with him. You see, God was in that furnace with him. I think about Daniel as he was getting prepared to go down into that lion's den because he just simply prayed. Prayed 3 times a day, did that which he'd been doing all along, and they took him and he's going to cast him into a lion's den. And I think about him getting ready to look down into that lion's den and face those ferocious lions. We know they was ferocious. We know they was hungry because the next morning when Daniel came out, those who put Daniel in was thrown in and they broke their bones and began to eat them before they ever reached the bottom of the pit. And so Daniel went into that lion's den facing them lions that day with the wonderful God, his God, words ringing in his ears saying, "Fear thou not. I am with thee. Be not dismayed. I am thy God." I thought about John the Baptist as he stood and preached before King Herod. John the Baptist was not afraid to preach the Bible, the Word of God, and he preached to King Herod and told him it was unlawful for him to have his brother Philip's wife. He preached morality, he preached the truth, he preached the Bible, the Word of God, at the cost of his life. And you don't get up and preach that in front of a king who could take your life and cut your head off as King Herod did with John the Baptist without that sweet, wonderful voice of God ringing in your ear, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee." I'm saying to you folks, it takes God Almighty with us, for us, and helping us to be able to go through the trials and tribulations of life. I think about James, who died for his faith, and they run him through with a sword. Another Herod took him and run him through with a sword and killed him. Can you imagine him standing? Because he was the head of the church there in Jerusalem at that time, and he was the leadership, and they wanted to get rid of the leadership. And so they took him and they killed him, run a sword through him. But can't you imagine when they got ready to do that, that God spoke down to James and said, "Fear not. I am with thee. Be not dismayed. I am thy God." You look at all these men of God. You look at Peter, who right after that, they said, "We killed James. The people loved it. Peter, you're next." And they put him in jail that night. Can't you imagine? You know, I don't know. What do you think? Would you have slept well that night? Put him in jail and said, "Next morning, we're going to take care of you. We're going to do you just like it did James." Well, you know what the Bible says? The Bible says Peter, they had to waken him to get him out of jail. The angel had to smite him on the side and said, "Get up, Peter." And you know why he could go in there in that jailhouse knowing he faced death the next day? Is because in his ear rung the wonderful words of God, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God." I think also about Paul, and I can't even name all the things that happened to Apostle Paul. But Apostle Paul went through things that you and I will never go through. Tremendous, terrible persecutions, stoned, beaten, shipwrecked, in the deep for 3 days. Can you imagine all the things? He was in danger of his countrymen. He was in danger of thieves and robbers and all of those things. And people hated him, despised him for the preaching of the Word of God. Paul could not have stood and did those things without that wonderful voice of God speaking in his ear saying, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God." Now think about Stephen, that wonderful man of God who preached that tremendous sermon in the book of Acts. You ought to read that. You ought to read it over and over. Stephen was not afraid to preach the Bible, the Word of God, even to those who hated him and despised him. And they showed their hate and despise for him because when he got done preaching, they were so under conviction, they picked up stones and began to stone him. And Stephen died that day, but he didn't die screaming and yelling. He died praying, asking God to forgive those who were stoning him. Now, folks, you don't act like that. You don't do things like that unless you have that wonderful, sweet voice of God saying, "Fear thou not, I am with thee. Be not dismayed, I am thy God." He looked up and saw Jesus standing there at the right hand of God and knew within a few moments he was going to be in his very presence. Amen. I was thinking about Antipas. Jesus told about him in the book of Revelation when he was preaching to, when he was sending the messages to the churches. He called him my faithful martyr. You know, I don't know what it'd be to be a martyr for Jesus Christ. I don't know what it'd be to die for your faith. We haven't got there yet, have we? But Antipas did, and Jesus called him my faithful martyr. And you know what? You can't face the martyr's flames or the martyr's sword or whatever it might be without that sweet voice of God saying, "Fear thou not. I am with thee. Be not dismayed. I am thy God." You know, I was thinking about, most of you heard about Polycarp. Polycarp years and years ago went to the martyr's grave. He was burnt at the stake because he would not recant his testimony of Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. And if you read the Fox's Book of Martyrs, you can't help but just be amazed at the multitudes of people who went to their death simply because of their faith in Jesus Christ. Now, folks, you don't give up your life and do what they did unless they had a wonderful, wonderful faith in a wonderful God and knew that God was with them and was going to help them. God's people today, down through the history of God's people, have trusted in that God. And I want to say to you today, we face sometimes trials and persecutions and all kinds of things that come our way, sometimes sicknesses, sometimes accidents, sometimes all kinds of problems and trials that come our way. But folks, I want you to understand something. We have that same wonderful God that all of these men that I talked about have. He's the one that is right now helping you get through your problem and trouble. He's the one that has helped multitudes of our people out here, went through operations, some of them very serious operations, and brought them back again and lifted them up and raised them up. You know, this past year we've seen a few of our folk go home, but I'm not too sad about that because they was at the place where their journey here was done. No, I miss them. You miss them. The family miss them. But you know what? It's all right. They wouldn't want to come back here anyway. Amen? And so, you know, we've seen things like that, but that's all right. You know, it's right. Many of them had a lot of years here on this earth, and God said, well, it's time. I'm just going to take my servant on home and bring him on up here with me. You know, we've had things like that. We've had all kinds of things like it. Well, how can we face these things that we've had to face? And how can we face those things that will come upon us? Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Folks, I just want you to understand today that all of these men of the Bible and all these women of the Bible lived in faith. They believed in their God. They loved their God and they trusted in their God. And He was their strength and He was their help. Because He says, I am thy God. I don't know where you are listening to that like I'm reading that, but folks, he's not saying, you know, that you are mine. He's saying, I'm yours. Certainly we are His, but He's saying, I'm your God. I love you. I care for you. I paid the cost of salvation for you. I done everything for you. I went to that cross and died for you. I took your sin to that cross for you. I'm your God. I love you. And you don't have to fear. Why? Because I'm with you. You don't have to be dismayed over all the circumstances of life that face you. Why? Because He's your God. And He loves us. And He also says in that verse of Scripture in Isaiah, He says, I will strengthen thee. And you know, He's talking here about the inner man. He's not just, He does strengthen us physically, but He's talking about the inner man. To face those things that God puts in our life. And He strengthens that inner man and allows us to have the faith to just believe that God will do. And God will take care of us. Talking to Sister Moore today and going to be have operation this coming Thursday. And she said, I'm a little anxious, but she said, I'm not scared. I'm not worried. Do you know why she's not? I mean, you understand that. If you're God's child, you understand why she says, I'm not worried. You know, like she has a God that is going to go into the operating room with her. And no matter whether it's an operation or whether it's just a trial of life, your God is with you. And He said, I will strengthen thee. I've been amazed down through the years that in special times in my life, when it seemed like I needed God so much, how He put that extra strength in my life. It's amazing how He just steps in and strengthens you and gives you that which you need for that time. I've seen it over and over when people have lost loved ones very close to them. And I've seen in their faces and in their actions and in their spirit how I've seen how God has just stepped down and reached in and give them that extra that they need at that special time of life. Well, that's what He's promised to do. He said, I'm your God. I will strengthen you. You remember You remember Paul when he was there, they was leaving, and here they was on this trip from Cyprus, and they was on this ship, and they was going to have a ship wreck, and it was going to wreck, and of course it did, and it just tore apart, and yet he said, men has left me, and men don't care about me, but my God stood with me and strengthened me. God stood with me that night. You know, there's going to be times, folks, when you're going to have to just face things that no one else can be around. No one else can help. And even if we can, it's very little help. It's encouragement and help to you and encourage you in the Lord and things. But you know what? You just need God's strength. And that's what Paul said that day. He said, no man stood with me. But he said, God stood with me. And God strengthened me. Not only in that verse of Scripture, he says, yea, I will help thee. You know, God does not just give us the inner strength and then leave us to do for ourselves. No, he intervenes and helps. He does what's that's necessary to do to help you in that time of tribulation and trial and heartache of your life. And we've seen that over and over and over in the people's lives here at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. I've seen God step in and help and do what needs to be done. God not only just leaves you there and says, I'll give you inner strength, but he comes in, he moves in, and he helps and does what's necessary to be done. And then he says, the last of that verse, he says, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And I thought about that, and I thought, oh my, I'm so glad that I don't have to depend upon my righteousness. I'm so glad that God upholds me with the hand of his righteousness. I'm so glad, so thankful that I do not have to face God in my dirt and my filth and my sin, but that he sent a Savior who forgave me and cleansed me and washed me in his blood. And you say, Brother Ross, I have trouble with that. I don't want to be called an old sinner. That's what you are. Every person in this room is a sinner. You're either washed in the blood of Jesus and cleansed from that sin, or you're not. You're still in the condition of sin if you're not saved, if you're not born again. Thank God in 1966, my wonderful God convicted my soul of my sin. And I turned to him and asked him to forgive me of my sin and give me eternal life, and he did it. Thank God for that. Thank God that we have a God who loves us so much that he opens up the door and says, come unto me, ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Thank God he's that kind of God that wants to help us and will uphold us with the hand of his righteousness, not ours. Amen. Thank God over in Psalms 34, the sixth verse, I'm so thankful for because of Jesus Christ, because of his wonderful love for me, that I can cry out to the Lord any time I need to do so. That's what he said over in Psalm 34, cry unto the Lord. He said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. Do you realize that you can cry unto the Lord anytime you want to because of Jesus? Because of Jesus Christ, the wonderful Savior, you can cry unto the Lord and come unto him and seek help in time of trouble. Do you realize that you can also at any time come unto the Lord? The Bible tells us in Hebrews, the fourth chapter, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace and help in time of need. Do you know that you can cry unto him? Do you know you can come unto him any time? I mean, any time. You don't have to have a priest that comes for you. You can just come unto him. And you can do so boldly. That's not being a smart aleck, folk. God said you can come boldly. You know why? Because right before that it says we can come because of the blood of Jesus. We have a right to come boldly to the throne of grace because of the precious blood of Jesus Christ who shed his blood for us. Thank God that I can have confidence in the Lord. I do not have to worry about him ever failing me. For he never will fail. And I can have confidence in him, and our confidence must be in him. And when we face trials and tribulation and heartaches of life, that's where our faith, that's where our confidence must be. So I say to you today, folks, I don't know what your trouble, what your problem, or what, maybe you don't have any right now, but somewhere along the line you will. It may be small or it may be large, but sure enough, you'll have them. And you may be going through some very difficult times right now in your life. I don't know, because I don't know your lives. I know a few folk who's going through some difficult times, but I don't know what's going on in every person's life. But I know we have the same God who cries out to us and says, "Fear thou not, for I'm with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God." And folks, I want to encourage you in the Lord, no matter how tough things get, you still have a tremendous, wonderful, loving God who you can call unto and seek his help, and his deliverance is assured. God does not always take all the troubles away, but he gives grace to go through them. Sometimes he removes the troubles. Sometimes he removes the sickness. If he does not do that, he adds the grace to go through it. He said, "My grace is sufficient for thee." And the grace of God is sufficient. And that's why then down in Isaiah, the 43rd, first chapter, the 13th verse, he says, "For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee." Your God will help you. Let us pray. Father, again, thanking you so much today for the promise of these verses. Thank you so much for who you are and how great you are and the wonderful promise that you would help us. And Lord, our dependence is upon you. Our confidence is in you. And Lord, we know, as we've seen in the past, multitudes of times where you've helped and you've intervened and you've done what is necessary to be done. And Lord, there's no reason for us to believe you'll ever stop doing that. For you're the true and the living God, and you love us, and you've promised in your word that we didn't have to fear because you was with us. So I thank you today, and Lord, as I pray for those who have very special needs today. I pray also, Lord, should there be one here without Jesus Christ, your wonderful Son, as their personal Savior. Father, this should be the day when they put their faith and trust in Christ. They call upon him. They ask him to save their soul, forgive their sins, and give them eternal life. And Lord, I pray that that'll happen this morning, should there be any here without him. Lord, your will be done in this invitation. We'll give you the honor and the praise and the glory for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.